This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow night, Theater Squared opens its fifth season with the preview night of the production of Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps. The 1935 film was a thriller and is adored by fans and critics. In fact, it placed fourth all-time among British films in a 1999 poll of members of the British Film Institute. The Theater Squared production this month is sort of a cousin of that film. Four actors play more than 100 roles, and the nature of this 39 Steps is much more farcical than its cinematic ancestor. We recently asked the cast of 39 Steps, Chris Stoker, Jason Guy, Sabrina Verosi, and Avery Clark, along with director Michael Landman, to come to the Furman Garner studio at KUAF to talk about the play and perform a scene as well. Avery Clark, who plays the Reed, Richard Hannay, explained his role this way.
And I'm playing Richard Hannay, the kind of the lead, but the boring character, because I only get to play one.
He jokes about the lead being boring because he plays Hannay through the entire script and nobody else. Sabrina Verosi plays multiple roles, Annabella, Margaret, and Pamela. Jason Guy and Chris Stoker are cast as the clowns, meaning dozens, no, scores of different roles, often changing right on stage. I ask Jason and Chris how rapidly they have to morph from one character to another.
Well, funny you should ask that.
Do it right now.
Instantaneous. Instantaneous. I mean, there's multiple places in the show where we... Where you have lines and you cue yourself, and then and it's a conversation actually, and it's line to line to line, as different people.
Yeah, there's many times where we toss off a hat and put on another one right there in front of the audience to become a different character, or a coat, or a pipe, various other things,
and then back.
You mentioned different hats. Do you, when you're changing characters instantaneously, do you have to do different affectations in your voice? Do you have to do different posture?
Yeah, we have various accents that we use in this. We have all kinds of, what is it? We're Scottish or British.
Three different Scots. And
you're Irish at some point. Various other people, too. Yeah, but then on top of that, yeah, we're Scottish, but we're various Scottish people, so you can't just pull, oh, this is my vague Scottish accent, because then you have several other Scottish people that you have to be as well. And different body postures and, you know.
Different gender.
Different gender.
And sometimes that's clothes or hat or something like that, and sometimes there's not really any change there.
I would think maybe if you were changing gender, that would be easier, because that's going to be something so much more identifiably different from character to character. But just changing accent, that might be harder to remember.
Should we give them the 15-second train scene switch off? Hats or bodies to use, just voice.
Oh, sure. That's what Michael's talking about is a two-person segment that Richard Hannay observes. Two-actor segment that is what? It's probably six character, I guess.
I think between the two of us,
here you go, Jason.
Six different characters or something like that. Lots of different hats.
And we'll even do sound effects. How about that?
Shall I do them? Okay. Oh, you got them. Okay, great.
Shh. Good heavens. Place is stiff with police. Excuse me, Constable. Caught the West End murderer yet?
We'll catch him. Don't you worry, sir.
That's the spirit.
All aboard for the Highlands. Anything suspicious, you let us know, sir.
Oh, yes. Don't you worry.
Next stop, the Highlands.
Final edition, sir.
No, thank you. All aboard.
All right.
Keep your eyes peeled, won't you, sir?
Certainly will, Constable.
Don't forget, sir.
No, I won't, Constable. Read all about it.
Yes, I heard you the first time.
Read all about it.
All aboard.
Read all about it.
Keep your eyes peeled, sir.
Certainly will, Constable.
All aboard.
Read all about it.
Keep your eyes peeled, sir.
Excuse me, is this the 9:31 to Reading?
Platform 12.
Thank you.
All aboard.
Read all about it.
Keep your eyes peeled, sir.
Certainly will, Constable.
All aboard.
Read all about it.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Do get on with it.
So these actors have the physical changes, costume changes as they're doing all these characters, and it's just great fun. And this play sticks true to the story, but because we're telling it with four actors, it's kind of a love affair with what theater is. And so in the acting of it, in the design of it, we get to both enjoy the storytelling and have this great time with all the theatrical conventions since humankind began, and exploring them and poking fun of them and turning them upside on their head there.
It really, just hearing that brief scene, lets you realize how closely theater and old-time radio drama are connected.
Yes.
You know, the exposition, the explaining that you kind of do through the dialogue of what's happening.
That's true, and I think truer with this show than with many, which is also ironic because this show is currently being known in the regional circuit and Broadway and stuff as one of the more overtly physical shows. So perhaps the real joy for the audience is that they're really getting a 1-2 punch and that there is this ye oldie timey radio play verbal display and dexterity going on, while there's also a whole Monty Python slapstick hilarious physical score at the same time.
And we have a sound designer who's actually providing all the sounds you'd hear in a radio show.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have another scene, right, that you had prepared to?
We do. We're doing the Annabella and Henne when Henne meets this mysterious, beautiful woman in the theater who asks to come home with him that night. Yes, played by Sabrina. And they're just coming into his flat.
Turn it off quickly.
Squeaky.
Blind.
Sorry?
Blind.
Blind?
Blind, pull the blind.
Oh, blind, yes, of course, sorry, blind. Sorry about that.
Now the light, Mr. Honey.
Light. Right. How do you know my name?
I saw it in the lobby.
Ah, yes. Hello? There's the telephone.
Don't answer it, please.
Why not?
Because I think it is for me.
Well, now, look here.
Mr. Honey.
Yes?
May I be very impertinent for a moment and ask you for something to eat?
Of course. Would you care for some haddock?
Haddock for the nicely. Thank you.
Nothing like a spot of haddock. Now, look here.
Yes?
Am I allowed to know your name?
You don't want to know my name.
Oh, don't I?
Schmidt.
Schmidt?
Annabella Schmidt.
So, what's the story, Annabella Schmidt?
Story?
It was you who fired that revolver in the theater, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't a great show, but it wasn't that bad.
It was a diversion. There were two men in the theater who were trying to shoot me.
Beautiful. Mysterious woman pursued by gunmen. Sounds like a spy story.
That's exactly what it is. Only I prefer the word agent better.
Secret agent, I suppose. For which country?
I have no country.
Born in a balloon, eh?
Please, no jokes, Mr. Honey. I am being pursued by a very brilliant secret agent of a certain foreign power who is on the point of obtaining highly confidential information which is vital to your air defense. I tracked two of his men to your music hall. Unfortunately, they recognized me.
Ever heard of a thing called persecution mania?
You don't believe me?
Frankly, I don't.
They are in the street this moment, beneath your English lamp post. They are waiting for me.
Dun, dun, dun. Ba, 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 ba.
There's a visual moment here.
Insert visual moment. Now do you believe me?
Ba, 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 ba.
Another visual moment.
Ba, 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 ba. You win.
Mr. Honey, I'm going to tell you something which is not very healthy. It will mean either life or death. But if I tell you, then you are involved.
In what?
Involved. Do you wish to be involved?
All right, tell me.
Very well. Have you ever heard of the 39 Steps?
What's that, a pub?
Please don't joke, Mr. Hane. These men will stick at nothing, do you hear me? And I am the only person who can stop them. If they are not stopped, it is only a matter of days, perhaps hours, before the secret and highly confidential information is out of the country. And once they have it out of the country, God help us all. I tell you, Mr. Honey, these men act quickly. You don't know how clever their chief is. I know him very well. He has a dozen names. He can look like 100 people, but one thing he cannot disguise. This part of his little finger is missing. So if you should ever meet a man with no top joint here, be wary, careful, my friend.
I'll remember that.
Mr. Honey.
Richard.
Richard.
Yes?
May I stay the night, please? I'm so dreadfully tired.
Of course. You can.
Yes.
Sleep in my bed.
Thank you.
I'll get a shakedown on the armchair.
As you wish. Oh, one more thing.
Oh, your haddock?
Mein haddock? Oh, I had rather lost the taste for haddock. No, I need...
Yes?
A map of Scotland.
Scotland?
There's a man in Scotland who I must visit next if anything is to be done. An Englishman. He lives in a... big house.
A big house?
At a place called Altna Shelach.
I beg your pardon.
Alt na shalach.
Alt na shalach. In the 39 steps.
Bring it to my room.
Certainly.
Good night, Richard.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing what all we didn't see here.
Thank you.
We heard the cast of Theater Squared's 39 Steps, Chris Stoker, Jason Guy, Sabrina Verosi, and Avery Clark, and the director of the production, Michael Landman. They visited the Furman Garner Studio at KUAF on a recent morning. The play, The 39 Steps, opens with a Pay What You Can preview night tomorrow night at Nadine Baum Studios off of Dixon Street in Fayetteville, and the production continues through September 19th. For more information about show times and show dates, theater2.org. That's the word theater, followed by the numeral 2, theater2.org. And to hear another scene that the cast performed in the Furman Garner Studio, you can go to our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com.